Well, when we got no other place to go, we can always trust in the Lord. Thank you, Terry, for sharing that with us this morning. Nobody like the Lord. Always, always, always trustworthy. Well, as you know, tomorrow is Memorial Day. It's, as you know, the day and when we pay special tribute to those who have gone on before us, especially those who have served in the armed forces and have sacrificed their life, and often that is the center and of Memorial Day. But many families will often decorate the graves of loved ones to simply say, "You did not live and die in vain. Your life was important. You meant a great deal to us. You are not forgotten." We should remember them and others who have sacrificed so much that we can have the freedoms and the life that we live today. That aspect of remembering those who have gone on before, that's what Memorial Day is really all about. Taking time to remember. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 shares with us about this thing of remembering. And so I'd like to draw our attention to it this morning. And so let's take our Bibles, turn over to Hebrews if you would. Hebrews chapter 12. We're going to start our reading with verse 1 this morning. I'd appreciate if you would stand for the reading of the Word. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 this morning. And there it shares with us, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who through the joy that was set before him endured the cross, dispensing the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility for sinners against himself. Let us become weary and discouraged." Let us not. Least you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Join us in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, we thank you for the beautiful day that you have given to us. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless in it. Thank you for this memorial weekend, Lord, in which we are reminded to think of those who have sacrificed so much for all that we have today. Lord, help us to never forget and to always remember. And so, Lord, we pray for your blessings upon this day. Lord, but we ask this morning that as we come to your word, that you would stir our heart and mind, and that we'd be challenged today to remember and not to forget. And so, Lord, I ask that you would come as only you can, and that you would set upon us in a powerful way this morning. May we find truth and power today in your word. We ask in your precious name. Amen. You be seated this morning. The message of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, speaks to this concept of remembering. It talks to us about this cloud of witnesses. This cloud of witnesses consists of many, many individuals who have gone on before us, men and women whom we read in Scripture, men and women who have defended this nation and defended liberty, men and women who we have called family, grandmother, grandfather, maybe even mom, dad, brother, sister, friends, many, many other loved ones who have gone on before, who have marked a path, blazed a trail, made a way for us. They're all part of this great cloud of witnesses that we are to remember because of all that they have given and all that they have done. And in fact, this great cloud of witnesses today, many of them are spoken to us in Hebrews chapter 11. We cannot forget about chapter 11 if we're going to think about the cloud of witnesses that is mentioned in chapter 12. The 11th chapter of Hebrews is commonly called the faith chapter. It is, but it's also more than that. Chapter 11 contains the roles of outstanding men and women who, by faith in God, made a difference in the world in which you and I live today. People who should be remembered. In chapter 12, the writer is saying, remember these who changed the world, that great cloud of witnesses, and then go and do likewise. That we are to run our race with endurance. And so that someday, believe it or not, you and I will become part of that great cloud of witnesses. And so as we reflect upon or remember Memorial Day, remember the spiritual soldiers of the past, we will or should be challenged, I believe, today to a faith that has three important dimensions. And they're all represented in Hebrews chapter 11. And we should live a life with such faith because of the example that is set, the legacy of faith that is left behind. Those who follow God in faith have blazed a trail, made a way, and become a great, great influence in our lives today. And so I'd like to take a few minutes today and talk about these three dimensions of faith that are so important to this cloud of witnesses. First, we find a faith that God intervenes miraculously in the affairs of men. I want you to know today that God still intervenes. God is still making a way. And God is still doing and working in the lives of individuals. But a faith that God intervenes miraculously in the affairs of men. Consider Noah, if you would, mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. Noah believed God was going to do something that he had never done before. And we would read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Noah, one of those great cloud of witnesses, because of his faith, saved his family and the world truly as we know it today. Hebrews chapter 11 also mentions Abraham. Abraham was a powerful example of faith in God. In fact, a large portion of Hebrews chapter 11 is dedicated to Abraham. Listen to the words that are shared with us in regard to Abraham's faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, one man and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky, and the multitude innumerable as the sands which is by the seashores. Abraham's faith dramatically affected the world. Part of that great crowd of witnesses in whom we need to remember. I wonder today, do we believe that God intervenes still and is in control of the world? I hope that we do. Many may not. Remembering, however, the people of chapter 11, we should be compelled to say yes. We see how God has worked in their lives. We should see how God is working in ours. And I hope that we follow their example of faith, believing that God is going to intervene. Many others also in part of that great cloud of witnesses that's mentioned in Hebrews chapter 12. The second dimension of faith is a faith that honors God even in the face of great obstacles. Individuals like Moses and his confrontation with Pharaoh, mentioned Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured a season, seeing him who is invisible. Not only do we see men like Moses, but men like Joshua, whose entrance into Canaan, despite the negative report of the 10 spies. I wonder, when was the last time we demonstrated faith in God in the face of great obstacle? When everybody else is saying it can't be done. You can't do that. And God's saying we can. But the world is saying we can. In that great cloud of witnesses are those individuals who have demonstrated faith in God. Led the way. Set the standard. Blazed the trail. When others see our faith, just as we see the faith in these individuals, Abraham, Sarah, Noah, Moses, Joshua, when we see their faith, it compels us to believe. I want you to know today, when others see our faith in God, it compels them to believe in God. And that they can face great obstacles because they've seen us through the power of God do the same. Yet Satan tells us today, live that way and people will laugh at you. But God says, live by faith and I will be lifted up. May we remember today, because of that great cloud of witnesses, that God helped others by faith. He will help us by faith. And then the third dimension of faith this morning that we discover in Hebrews chapter 11 as we think about that great cloud of witnesses who has gone on before is a faith that holds believers steady in the face of overwhelming circumstances. Many of the individuals spoken of in Hebrews chapter 11 often faced overwhelming circumstances. Many of those who have gone on before us, who are part of that great cloud of witnesses we are to remember, have faced overwhelming circumstances. We might pause for a moment today, and sometimes we face overwhelming circumstances. Laugh about it every now and then, but every time I pull up to the gas pump, I'm facing overwhelming circumstances. A few other things that come to my mind. You go to the grocery store and have a few items, and the cashier just doing their job tells you the price, and you take a deep breath and go, whew. Then you get to your car and look in the bag and say, that's all? Yeah. But there's a faith that believers, there's a faith that holds believers steady in the face of overwhelming circumstances. We see that so often in the lives of those who are part of that great cloud of witnesses, which we're to remember. God is glorified when someone pays the ultimate price. Usually when we encounter Hebrews chapter 11, we always talk about those who stepped out in faith and was tremendously victorious over this and over that. It made a tremendous mark in history. We get excited about that. But Hebrews chapter 11 also talks about individuals who made the ultimate sacrifice, who paid the ultimate price for their faith in Christ. There's no question today as we celebrate Memorial Day and Memorial Day weekend that many have come before us who have paid the ultimate price. And why it's so important to remember. What we discover in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35 through 38 shares with us, women received their dead raised to life again. And we celebrate. But Hebrews 11 continues to share with us, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trials of mockings and scourgings. Yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. Men and women, biblical heroes, who sacrifice life for faith. They're part of that great cloud of witnesses. They're to be remembered for their sacrifice. Of course, there's been men and women who have come before us, who've served in the military, who have paid the ultimate price. Some of them part of that great cloud of witnesses in which we're to remember. Others who have paved the way, opened opportunity for us, who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for their faith in Christ, part of that great cloud of witnesses, in whom we're to remember. It was by faith these people were able to face overwhelming opposition and circumstances, and find victory in faith. We are to remember, they have left us a legacy. Yet there's another who paid the ultimate price for our benefit. Jesus paid the price. As Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 share with us. Therefore, we, that's you and I, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joys that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus has paid the ultimate price for us. Today, He is part of that great cloud of witnesses. Even though He's alive and well, He's still part of that great cloud of witnesses. He paid the ultimate price that you and I may have life and life more abundant. And so today, as we remember those who have gone on before us, may their faith encourage and challenge us to finish our race and share our faith with others, so that someday you and I may be part of that great cloud of witnesses encouraging others who come behind us. There are many individuals that I could name today that have gone on before. Heroes of the faith. Not biblical heroes. Many of us have biblical heroes, but I'm talking about heroes in my life. Who have gave me great opportunity. And today are part of that great cloud of witnesses encouraging me. I hope today, the remainder of the weekend, that we remember those who have given so much, invested in us, in our lives, in who we are, and those who shared, of course, the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus, with us. We should remember. We should never forget. We should always take the time to remember and honor those who have paid such a price that we might have the life in which we live today. I believe that God is sharing with us to remember and reflect upon those lives of those who have demonstrated and shared their faith with us. That truly is what Memorial Day is all about. Now this evening we're going to gather for a time of fellowship, fun, music, and good food. Thanks for that correction, Dean. It's not about necessarily the fellowship or the fun or the music or the good food, but gathering together to remember and not forget. Sometimes we don't recognize all that's been given to us. And I'm not saying that we don't work hard for the things that we have. But we have the opportunity to work hard because of what has been given to us, what's been handed down to us from all those who have sacrificed so much. May we remember. Steve Green, back in the early 80s, sang a song. And as I think about Memorial Day, these words come so clearly to my mind. No, there's a great cloud of witnesses who have set a wonderful example before us. And may those who come behind us be inspired by our faithfulness. May we continue this thing of faith that has been handed down to us from those who have come before us. And may we never forget. Because if we forget, those who come behind us will never know the great sacrifice of those who have come before them. This Memorial Day, let's take time to remember. Let's stand together this morning. I wonder if we could just pause for a moment. We're going to close our eyes and bow our head for just a minute. And I want us to just to think, to remember for just a moment of those who have come before, who have been instrumental in your life. And leaving behind for you a legacy, an example of godly faith. Those who have paid the price. Let's just pause for a moment to remember.